Representative Winters would like to carry that bill. He's done a lot of work on it. When Representative Lundquist gets here, I would ask the committee's indulgence to suspend the rules and allow him to vote on the bill. We have one more bill on our agenda for today. That's a public hearing on House Bill 2439. Open that public hearing. My intent in putting that bill back on the scheduled day was that when we asked for this bill, we were waiting for the Employment Department to produce a letter, two letters actually, a letter that one, number one, that they sent to the Department of Employment Department, the Federal Employment Department,
Labor
Department, and two, the response letter. And Ms. Putman, have we received that letter in response yet for those letters?
Yes, we have. I was thinking for a minute I'd already distributed it.
I have not seen one.
No. Since all the copies were not folded.
I explain why we haven't seen them. Hopefully that's yours because I don't have one yet. Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to come and speak to the letter? I don't know if it's necessary.
Could I speak to it
Mr. Putman, briefly,
Mr. Chairman? When the department was here earlier, they presented you with information about the bill, and that information included language to the effect that they felt this created compliance issues with the federal government and there were other problems. At our request, then, what the agency did was simply sent those amendments via email to the Department of Labor, and that's the second page of this handout. Their communication says, here are the talking points we used, and basically, what do you think? The answer was, we agree with you completely, and then they put in a little bit of extra stuff about it's the IRS. I didn't realize that. It's the IRS that determines whether or not a person's an independent contractor.
Okay, is there any questions of the committee at this time for the Employment Department? If not, I would ask Mr. Putman to forward a copy of this document to Representative Maddox.
I hand-delivered a copy to him yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Putman. I do see the... Did we receive a copy of the original letter sent to the U.S. Department of Labor?
It's the email.
But they've asked them twice now on this issue. Was there a copy of the original letter? Have we got that?
This is it.
That's on the Dash 1 amendment. Under the original bill, there was a letter sent to the Department of Labor. I believe, is that correct, Matt?
Mr. Chair, members, for the record, Annette Talbot, Legislative Coordinator for the Employment Department. I believe the original bill was just sent in a packet. We periodically, like every week, send all new UI bills up to them via email. So I don't know if there was a specific letter for that one, but I could certainly check my records.
We do have that correspondence shared with Mr. Putman.
Certainly.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that has asked any questions about this bill at this time? I put it on the schedule just to remind people that we were waiting for a letter, and we now have that letter, so we'll share it with Representative Maddox and see where we want to go from there. Close the public hearing. At this time, I'd like to ask unanimous consent, I guess.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to suspend the rules. Allow Representative Lundquist
to
vote on House Bill
3509. Representative Lundquist asks the rules be suspended and for the purpose of Representative Lundquist voting on House Bill 3509. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Rules suspended. Can we poll?
Representative Lundquist.
Aye.
Thank you. We're adjourned.
Now that it's over, you realize that probably every person in this room